Hey guys, Gohar Chaudhary here. I want to thank you guys for coming on this webinar this afternoon. I am extremely excited because it's not every day that you can get a guy like Jeff Johnson onto a webinar to teach your members about free traffic. Jeff, can you hear me nice and clear? Oh, sounds like I lost him. Jeff, are you there? Can't quite hear him. Give him a couple of seconds to get back on. what we're going to do, guys, this afternoon is we're going to basically be covering free traffic strategies in order to, because I know a lot of people have indicated that although they would like to get into the paid traffic game, they simply don't have the money to invest in paid traffic. So I thought by getting guys like Jeff Johnson onto the call that can teach us about free traffic, that he could teach us a thing or two. So I'm just waiting for Jeff to get his. I don't know if it's his phone or his mic. Let me just see if I can get a hold of him here. Jeff, you there? Give Jeff a couple more minutes to get his phone or his mic working. Okay, let me just check. He says that he's here, but I've muted him out. Give me one second here, guys. I have him listed as an organizer. Says he's connected to audio. He's not muted, according to this. Says he's on the call. Let me just talk in the chat box here. You are on organizer, Jeff. You are unmuted. he might need to log out and log back in. Sorry, guys, for the technical difficulties. We'll give it a couple more minutes for Jeff to get his audio working. Not quite sure what has happened, but it's saying that he is as an organizer and he is unmuted. So I'm just waiting. He's going to attempt to log in and log back in. So let's just give it a couple more seconds. There's still people coming on. Gonna wait till Jeff gets back in and gets back out. But I'm excited because I'm gonna grill the guy for as many free traffic strategies as I can.
Gohar, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Jeff. Perfect. We have everybody waiting for you.
I don't know what happened. I was talking to you and it died.
These things happen, man, with technology. You gotta love technology, eh?
Yeah, it's usually my friend.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I just want you to make sure everybody can hear you, Jeff. Can everybody hear Jeff nice and clear? Just tell me in the question box if you can hear him. Great, perfect. Okay, I'm just going to jump right into it, Jeff, because I know I only have you for a short amount of time, and I want to grill you for as much as your free traffic advice as you can give. for those of you, I'm just going to do this quick update to let you know. That pay-per-click formula 2.0 is now closed. It closed last night, but one of the things I promised for people who are on the webinar today is that I was going to give away 3 copies of pay-per-click formula 2.0 on this particular webinar. So there's your odds are pretty good. It looks like there's about 600-700 people on the call right now. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to select somebody right now as a winner, and I'm going to randomly pick somebody by simply closing my eyes and clicking on the attendee list, and I'll call you out and just have you email me at gohar@paperclickformula.com in order to get your free copy or free membership into Paperclick Formula 2.0. If you're not one of the 3 lucky ones on the webinar this afternoon, you do also get an opportunity to win a copy possibly out of 3 of Paperclick Formula 2.0 on Twitter. This is one of the things I promised during the pre-launch for Paperclick Formula 2.0. So make sure you're following me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/gohar. I will be announcing that shortly on Twitter and be giving away 3 copies in the next 48 hours. Just a quick update on that. Now, why free traffic? Now, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I have my own selfish reasons for learning about free traffic. For the last 3 or 4 years, you guys pretty much know me as a CPA guy and as a guy who always, almost always, 99.9% pays for all of my traffic because, in my opinion, and Jeff might disagree, I still believe it's the fastest way to generate traffic, but I don't know, like, I don't know about Blogger ping or how fast that works, but you know, I guess those are some of the things that Jeff is going to cover when we get into the free traffic portion of this webinar. The reason why I also want to get into free traffic is that I want to build a consistent free traffic and develop a brand. And like I mentioned, my own selfish reasons are is because I am developing a website. There is no product. There are no like any items that I'm selling. The whole success of that website completely depends on traffic. And I don't want to build paid traffic to it because, like I said, there is no paid products I'm selling or ROI per se. It's basically being monetized on a CPM basis. So the more money, the more traffic I send to this particular website and brand it, the more money I'll make. And that's why for me it's important that I build consistent free traffic. So, you know, when I was thinking about this, obviously the first name that came through my mind as far as building consistent free traffic is Jeff Johnson. Now, just to keep you guys updated, I have invited a number of free traffic specialists to cover free traffic methods over the next few weeks, with Jeff Johnson being the first. So basically consider this like a free, kind of a free traffic intensive training over the next next 4 or 5 weeks that I'm going to be throwing at you. And one of the reasons for this is, and I mentioned this earlier, was that I don't know about, I mean, I'm up here in Canada, and I know by speaking to a lot of people down in the U.S., the economy is not the greatest. There's a lot of people tightening up on their belts and not a lot of people spending money. And a lot of, I was getting a lot of emails when it came to selling the pay-per-click formula course who said that people were saying that, you know, they can buy the course. The only problem after that is that they don't have any money to buy the traffic. And for those type of people, I guess the pay-per-click formula course is not something for you if you don't have any money to do on to spend on paid ads. So, you know, by learning free traffic now, I think this gives people an opportunity at least to, I guess you could say, a less risky way of generating an online income versus having to buy it from a Google, Yahoo, and MSN. And it's not so much as easy as buying traffic anymore because now you have to adhere to Google's, I like to call them silly rules, that they're putting on their advertisers who are willing to throw money at them. So who is Jeff Johnson? For those of you who don't know who Jeff Johnson is I came across Jeff the first time while watching the seminar videos in John Reese's original Traffic Secrets course in 2004, and I think many of you who have known or heard of Jeff all the way back then probably literally stumbled upon him when he was talking in some of John Reese's videos. As far as free traffic strategies, I consider Jeff one of the pioneers in some of this stuff. I've been part of his list probably now for 3-4 years, and I'm not part of a lot of marketers' lists. Jeff is one of the very few guys that I do follow because he's one of the most respected marketers online and one of the few guys I believe that still offers or delivers value, because every once in a while he sends out this email where he's thrown an enormous amount of content on his blog and he says, hey, come visit my blog, you're going to learn a lot. Now, his approach, like I mentioned earlier on, it's the opposite of what I do, okay? I'm a paid guy. I go out, I buy my traffic, whether it's PPC, whether it's PPV, whether it's media buys. And his approach is that he'll go out and he'll go get the free traffic. And Jeff, if I remember correctly, it was funny because when I was watching those John Reese videos, you said that you were almost forced into getting free traffic because your wife had set the conditions that every dollar you spend on buying traffic, she was going to spend 2 at the mall or something like that.
Yeah, reciprocal spending.
Yeah, reciprocal spending. So it kind of forced you, I guess, into a corner of finding the free traffic. The first time I actually connected with Jeff was probably about 2 years ago when he actually became a pay-per-click formula customer, because Jeff is the type of person who wants to learn. And, you know, as far as the paid side, I don't know if you do any kind of paid side, but I know that Jeff did become a customer to learn the paid side of the game. Whether it was just to increase his knowledge base or to see how he could apply it to natural SEO. But at the end of the day, guys, who doesn't love free traffic, okay? Because with free traffic, like I mentioned, there's not much risk. So Jeff, was that a great enough introduction, or was there any more you wanted to add to that?
No, that was fine. It was retaliatory spending. That's what I said at Johnson.
Retaliatory.
In fact, that's
a nice
Don
one.
Carlson said he was going to steal it from me, so I had to use it in public before he did. So it's retaliatory spending.
Retaliatory spending. Awesome.
So you spend what I spend on stuff. So. But yeah, a couple of things, though, actually.
Sure.
First of all, I didn't buy your course, Pay-Per-Click Formula, to learn pay-per-click. I bought it because a buddy of mine, James Scott, had just gotten back from your seminar, told me it was one of the best seminars he'd ever seen. He thought you did an excellent job. So your course is actually one of the few courses I've purchased in the last few years at full price and one of the few pay-per-clicks.
Perfect.
But we still use it to this day. I actually lent the original pay-per-click formula out to my staff members and also a buddy of mine who's just getting started online, and they both used it to get the first sale online within 2 days, and they were happy. They couldn't believe.
Well, that's
so
awesome, man.
I still agree. I still agree that pay-per-click is the fastest way to get traffic. I just don't use it myself personally unless we're testing out something. So.
Or because you're going to get stuck into the retaliatory spending, right?
Yeah. So, now, the reason I didn't do pay-per-click is because I actually got screwed at one point in my career. Unfortunately, I'd already moved off in the free traffic area. Well, I started out in pay-per-click, and I was making around 10 to 11 times my money. For every dollar I spent, I was getting 10 to 11 back, and I was driving a decent amount of traffic. And I was also doing quite a bit as an affiliate, making $3,000 or $4,000 a day profit. And then I sat down one day and it occurred to me, geez, what's going to happen if I keep buying this traffic and the person I'm buying it from decides, well, they're going to make me pay no matter what. Whether I make the sale or not, they're going to make me pay. But what if where I'm sending the traffic to, the product that I'm promoting, decides not to pay me? Well, I'm screwed. I'm still going to owe the PPC company the money for the clicks that they sent me. And
yeah.
If the affiliate I'm sending traffic to decides not to pay me, I'm screwed. And we're talking $3,000 or $4,000 a day in profit. So I thought, I better branch out into some other areas. And I haven't looked back. In fact, I haven't done pay-per-click. But other than small tests, a few bucks here and there on things, I haven't touched it for about 5 or 6 years now. So.
Yeah. Jeff, could I have you just slightly raise your voice? I'm getting a lot of comments from people who are saying that you're really coming in low. It's really hard to hear you.
Sure. I'll try to talk more loudly for you.
It's a little bit better. Great. Believe it or not, guys, the only time I've actually spoke to Jeff was literally about 30 minutes ago. It's the first time I spoke to Jeff. This is completely unscripted. So I am going to just basically I told him I'm going to throw out every question I can at him. And he kind of laughed. He said, just hit me whatever you got. And he's going to try to provide some value. But at this point, before I do that, I'm going to randomly select somebody to get the pay-per-click formula course. So I'm just going to select somebody. I'm going to click on them. And I'm going to award you the pay-per-click formula course. George Enrique, if you are on the webinar, please email me at goher@paperclickformula.com. George Enrique, you have won to become a member of Pay-Per-Click Formula 2.0. Now on with the webinar. Let's talk about the biggest challenges, guys, that are facing many of you today. And I think if you understand that these are the two biggest challenges that you're going to face and you can overcome them, I think that you will succeed at making money online. I've preached this for years and years, and it's the whole philosophy behind everything that Jeff does is that if you want to succeed online, guys, it all comes down to traffic. Okay, I don't care where you get the traffic, whether it's paid traffic, whether it's free traffic, whether it's whatever type of traffic it is. The more traffic, targeted traffic you can get, the more money you're going to ultimately make. So at the end of the day, if somebody was to ask me, what would you want to be? Would you want to be an expert copywriter? Would you want to be an expert blogger? Would you want to be an expert email marketer? I would say I would want to be an expert traffic generator. Because at the end of the day, you could, if you know how to control traffic or you know how to build traffic, you literally control your own destiny online. The other thing that is going to go against you, and this is coming from a guy who's got 3 kids, and Jeff, I'm pretty sure you got kids too, right?
Yes, 2. Very young.
2 very young kids, especially if you got 2 very young kids. Time is not unlimited, guys. I mean, many of you still have jobs. Many of you have young kids. Many of you are maybe looking after elderly parents. And your time is trapped. And you really need to concentrate on the activities that are proven to make you money. It's almost the 10-90 rule where 10% of your efforts are going to be responsible for 90% of your income. So I think one of the things that you definitely got to do is you got to narrow down to find out what that 10% is so that you can kind of focus on that. And I guarantee you that if you do focus on that, you're going to be using your time more efficiently and you're going to make more money. what I hope to achieve out of this this webinar. And like I said, I'm really excited to get a guy like Jeff here because he's like just so full of information on how to generate free traffic that if I can get as much information out here for us, then it means more traffic for all of us. It obviously means more leads or more sales, and at the end of the day, more money. So what I'm going to be doing in the background here, Jeff, while I ask you questions, is I'm going to be creating an action plan for this particular webinar. Because when it comes to free traffic, by no means am I anywhere near an expert, and that's why I've gone out and recruited guys like you, Jeff. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a series of questions from a newbie point of view, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an action plan, and I'm going to put this action plan for, I'm going to use it for myself, and I'm also going to, guys, I'm also going to place it on a blog for everybody who's on this live webinar at GoHerChaudhry.com along with a replay of this webinar. That hopefully will be up in the next 24 hours of doing this webinar so that you guys can literally take this action plan and go out there and learn how to generate free traffic to whether you're promoting a ClickBank product, whether it could be CPA offers, or whether it's your own product or service. At least you have an action plan that you can take with you, and then you can get started. Does that sound good, Jeff?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, what is free traffic, guys? I mean, all of you have heard about Google AdWords, Yahoo Search Marketing, and now, you know, the latest trend with PPV. Those are obviously paid traffic generation sources. But when it comes down to free traffic, most of us, when we think about free traffic, we think about natural SEO or search engine optimization, or you think about blog marketing, you think about email marketing, or even social marketing, and that could be with Facebook, MySpace, or even using Squidoo lenses or Hub Pages, or even using the power of Dig. Then there's also domain marketing where, you know, you go out and you buy domain names related to what market you're in, and then you create websites that are for that particular niche. And then there's also article marketing, otherwise known as bum marketing, where you actually write articles and submit them to article directories in order to generate more traffic. So these are just a handful of other what free traffic is all about. Jeff, did I miss anything on the list? I sure I did.
Yeah, I'll argue with you. I say that affiliate marketing is free traffic.
Ah, yes, absolutely. Well, for the person who runs the affiliate program.
Yeah, you know that. We just did some business together. But no, affiliate marketing is one of the best sources of free traffic because you don't have to pay for it until you make a sale, and you wouldn't have that sale if they hadn't sent you the traffic to begin with. So,
true.
To me, it's free.
Awesome. Okay. you still with me, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I have on the screen, guys, is that this is before we even go any further, you got to get this tool. It's just Free Traffic Getting SEO Plugin. Now, I don't know about you, I don't know about the people on the webinar, Jeff, but when I hear something like SEO or natural SEO, that's where I'm starting like, uh-oh, we're getting all technical and techno talk and stuff like that. Is it really that technical or like?
No, in fact, that's why I had a debate with Evan Pagan about the name of it, because he didn't like the plugin, but I thought the plugin would imply that it's easy to use. So it's very easy to use. You literally just plug it into your existing WordPress blog, and WordPress blogs are free, and then it goes to work and it does the work for you. So it's not technical at all. Even the newbiest of newbies can use the software.
So what exactly does the software do? Just a quick rundown, Jeff. Like you have to obviously have an existing blog, right?
Yeah, you have to have a blog. A WordPress blog, it's got to be installed on your own domain. You can't use the free hosted versions, the WordPress.com blogs. It has to be a WordPress.org blog that you install on your own domain. Those are free. Once you get it installed, you simply follow the directions, which are very easy to install this. It installs within minutes. And what it does is WordPress is inherently search engine friendly. I've been using blogs to generate free traffic for 6 or 7 years now. In fact, I coined that phrase blog and ping years ago. I think I popularized it. I can't even say whether I coined it. But it was a strategy where we used blogs to generate free traffic. It still works to this very day. So everything starts with a blog. So you put in a WordPress blog on your own hosted domain, install the SEO plugin within minutes, and then it runs you through a series of questions, and it asks you for your primary keywords, your secondary keywords, and things like that. And it takes a few minutes to fill out. It's literally a fill-in-the-form type situation. And as soon as you're done, you push the button, then the Free Traffic Getting SEO plugin goes to work behind the scenes and configures your blog in an extremely search engine friendly manner. So although WordPress blogs are inherently search engine friendly, we're able to take it to a significantly higher level by installing this plugin. Now my plugin is actually a master plugin because we've been doing WordPress blogs for years, we've built thousands of them, literally thousands, I find out which plugins work and which plugins don't. And then even if they work, I like to configure them in my own way, because you can configure a plugin so it's either more search engine friendly or less search engine friendly. So what my plugin does is really it's a master plugin. It tells you, hey, here's six or seven other plugins that we think that you should have in your blog. Do you want them? Yes or no? If you say yes, it sucks them in for you, and then it goes to work just configuring them in the optimal manners. So I don't want it to sound difficult, because it's not. It's just that my plugin tells other plugins what to do in an SEO-friendly way.
Oh, okay. The one area where I'm charting new territory is, and I'll get into this in the question and answer with you, is when you spoke about blog and ping. Now, I know everybody knows what a blog is, but I'm sure there could be a lot of people who don't know what exactly pinging means. And when we get into the question and answers, if you could kind of teach or explain to people what the pinging aspect, because you say, I've heard of the term blog and ping, but I also thought it was dead, but you're telling me even pinging today is still works very well?
Right. Blog and ping is not dead, period. In fact, I think I've got that domain, and I've got the original blogandping.com domain. But it's not dead. It still works. All it is that the blog itself sends out a signal to the search engines whenever you post new content to the blog. And the search engines are notified that you posted something new to your blog, and they come to your blog, and they index the content almost immediately. In fact, blog and ping is more aggressive and more active today than it was 5 or 6 years ago when we first started talking about blog and ping. So all it means is that you go to your blog, you put in some content, it's just like a word processor, you put in some content, publish it to the internet, and it sends out this ping. It's just a signal to the search engines to let them know that you've put new content on your blog. And then the search engines hopefully will come to your blog. When they find your blog, if it's configured properly, you'll rank high. In fact, it's possible to get on the front page of Google for competitive words within 24 hours using the blog and ping strategy. Even today, I do it literally every major market we move into or promotion that we do, we start with a blog.
So this is still a crucial aspect of your business, is the blog and ping.
Very crucial.
Great. Okay. Perfect. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start grilling you, Jeff, on free traffic. What I've done is I've literally put out I have a piece of paper and a pen in front of me, and at the title it says action plan. Okay. Now, like I mentioned earlier, if I wanted to kind of, anytime I want to generate traffic, Jeff, I simply log into AdWords or Yahoo and I buy it. That's what I've been doing for years. That's what I'm comfortable with. I'll spend a dollar, I'll make back two, and that's the game that I've been playing for years. I've never touched any of the natural SEO site. Now, let's pretend that I've come to you for the very first time, and I'm saying, you know, Jeff, I've heard some great things about you. Where would you tell me to start if I wanted to generate traffic? I mean, why don't we start from somebody who's got absolutely no experience online, who doesn't even have a product or service? Do you suggest that they first find a niche or a market, or what do you suggest?
Oh, definitely. I mean, obviously, you still have to look into your market research. You have to find a market that you think you can make money in. That's not really free traffic, but there's no point in building a blog or a network of websites if you don't have something to sell on those websites. So the first thing is market research.
Okay, well, you said something about it's got to be a market you think that you can make money in. Like, how would you know? Like, is it based on keyword demand? Is it based on spying on what people are doing?
Yeah, it's based upon spying on what other people are doing. It's based upon finding the top-selling products and niches in areas such as CJ.com, ClickBank, Amazon, things like that. Then you go over to the free Google keyword research tool. You take a look and you see how many people are actually bidding on the keywords. I mean, you want to see how many pay-per-click ads are running for a particular market and or a particular keyword that you think you might want to target in your efforts. Because if people are spending money like you to buy pay-per-click and are doing it consistently over a time frame of 30, 40, 60 days or more, you know that they're probably making money on it. Some way they're making money on it. So then you can go and spy on them and say, okay, these guys are running these pay-per-click ads using the tools that you teach them in your course. You can see who's advertising what they're advertising. You take a look at their websites and see what it is that they're doing to make money. Or something else that we teach, too, is I'm a big affiliate marketer. That's where I got my start. It's where I still make a big portion of my income today is selling stuff on the Internet, other people's stuff.
Other people's stuff.
So I tell them when I find a market they think that there's money being made in, and they go over to the Google keyword tool and they see if there's pay-per-click ads running, and they get the Google Cache Detector or the other tools that are out there that tell people, you know, these are the ads that have been running for a while and that are profitable. I tell them to go over to someplace, an ad network or an affiliate network like CG.com or ClickBank, and find the top products in those markets. And take three or four of the top products in those markets and start sending traffic either from your own blogs that you build or through pay-per-click, and start seeing which one converts best for the opt-ins and which one converts best on the sales letters. When you find the top ones that convert the best for you, then you know that that's a good starting point for you. So if you decide you want to set up your own landing page for a pay-per-click campaign, or if you want to build your own blog like I do, I still start with those things, and I take a look at, okay, how are they converting this traffic into sales? Because all the traffic in the world won't do you any good if you can't convert it into sales. So I'm not really an SEO guy. I'm a money maker. That's what I do for a living. I want to make money. Okay. I want to get traffic. I want to make money for my traffic.
So you actually look at the conversion process also before you select the product?
Well, if as part of my research, and if I pick the product, then I take a look at it and say, okay, how are they making money? So if I think they're making money in it, then I want to figure out how much they're making. Because the important thing that I teach also is you still want to develop your own products. Even if you're just driving traffic for the sake of making money sales on affiliate offers, your end goal should be two things. One, build a list, because that's the best source of free traffic. And two, you should have your own product to sell to people. So looking at what the affiliates are doing not only let you know if it's profitable, because you can say, hey, they've got this, they're paying 75% commission, and you know this is how they do it, this is where they make the money. But then you also say, well, should I build my own product in that particular market? And I think that's another training call altogether. But,
okay.
But yeah, I definitely want to see what people are doing in the marketplace.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, now help me out here with this action plan, Jeff. The first step that I've listed is obviously the market research and everything you talked about, such as the spying. Look at the top-selling products in at ClickBank and at Commission Junction, looking at what's running on PPC. Use the power of a tool like PPC Bully or Google Cash Detective in order to see what's running, and then you'll go into that market. But you said something interesting at the very, very end of there that I guess is really jumping to the end of the action plan, which is have your own product. So basically what you're saying is that let's say you selected a ClickBank product on Acne. Jeff Johnson picks up the product, he starts promoting it, and all of a sudden you're making, let's say, you know, a couple $1,000 a week from that. Your ultimate goal would be then, well, you know, why stay as an affiliate, create a whole product, and send all the traffic to that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's the end game. That's the end game.
Yep, definitely.
And have you done that? Have you done that a lot, Jeff?
Yes. Yep. Entered markets I had no experience in whatsoever. Built lists, 50,000 plus people. Built six-figure businesses in markets I never had experience for. And it all starts with what we just talked about, the research phase.
No, that's great. That's great, buddy. Okay, now we've done the. Let's say I'm on ClickBank, and I've noticed that I'm interested. Let's say I found that there's a market for people who have, let's say they do have an acne problem. I noticed that the acne market. Let's talk about adult acne. Let's get even more specific. Okay, I find that there's a demand for adult acne problems. Okay, so I know there's a problem. I know there's a demand for it. What does Jeff Johnson do next?
Well, what my staff would do for me, because they've been trained to do it, is I at this point, they do a lot of the work for me. I do the masterminding. So what I do at this point is I would take the keyword, base keyword, acne. I'd also take the top URLs of products that are ranking high in Google at this time, some of the products. I would go over to the Google keyword tool, and I'd pop the keywords in there. It's very important. I want to see what Google thinks the keywords that I'm targeting should look like. What should they be surrounded by? So Google says, okay, if I'm targeting adult acne, if I enter that into the Google keyword tool, it'll give you a list of suggested terms. And it tells you, these are the terms that we suggest that you might want to consider for your campaigns. Well, who better than Google to tell you what other related secondary keyword phrases you should be using? And if you believe in latent semantic indexing, which I don't really think is that big of a deal, people will argue with me on that, but if you do, what that means simply is that the search engine, when they see a word like adult acne, they expect to see a series of related keywords surrounding your primary keyword. And Google's free keyword tool will give you a hint as to what they're looking for. So if I go over there and I put in adult acne, it's going to say, here's some suggested phrases. Then it'll show me the search patterns. It'll show me how people are bidding on the individual keywords themselves. And then I can actually take one of the top, let's say, there's an adultacne.com is ranking number one in Google, and there's a couple others ranking second, third in Google for my primary keyword phrase. I pop that into the Google Keyword tool too, and it will tell me what it considers that site to be all about. It'll give me a list of keywords and phrases that it thinks that the top-ranking site is all about. And then I take all those keywords and I cull through them based upon search volumes and also a profitability peak is looking at how many ads are being performed, how many pay-per-click ads are running. And I take those keyword phrases and I use those to build my blogs in that market. And when I say blogs, if I know I'm entering in a new market, and I found a market, and my research tells me it's profitable, and then I might be able to get some traffic from it and make money from that traffic, the first thing I want to do after I get my keywords together is I want to build a minimum of 3 blogs in that market. So I've already established profitability. I see people are advertising it. I've tested it as an affiliate. I've looked at the pay-per-click campaigns. I don't just build one blog. For any market that I enter into, I start with 3. And we know that Google cares about how long a website has been in its search results for ranking purposes, and it also cares how long certain links have been in that site. So as soon as you know you're entering in a market at this phase, don't just build one blog for it. You build 3 blogs, and I call that my feeder site network. Feeder site networks are an extremely powerful part of what I still do to this very day to dominate the search results for these high-paying keyword phrases that people are asking me, well, how did you get there? Well, I use a feeder site network, and it all starts with 3 blogs in the market that you're entering into.
Okay, couple of things, Jeff. One, sorry again, if you could just slightly raise your voice. There's people saying that you're coming in as low. Before you started actually talking about the blogs, I've written down on this action plan where you talked about searching Google for the base keywords because there's no better tool than to use Google, okay? And what I'm going to do on this action plan is I'm also going to put a link to this Google tool, but then you started going into the blogs, which I honestly believe is literally the third step of this whole thing. So does Jeff Johnson, when he does his keyword research and or his market research keyword research, the next logical step for you is actually blogs? You don't build out full-blown websites? You don't do any of that?
Nope.
You go straight to the blogs?
Blogs. Go straight to the blogs because I want to get them aging in the search engine as soon as possible. I'm going to use them for what I call my feeder site network, which we can talk about later.
Okay.
That's where I start, is blogs. And when you build a blog, you're going to need your primary keyword phrase. You're going to want to get that as close as possible to your primary keyword phrase as your URL itself. It's still very important. So if I can get, if my primary keyword phrase is adult acne, I want to have adultacne.com as my website. Now, if I can't get .com, and if I'm just using this as a supporting site or a site that I send traffic to and I don't expect type in traffic, so to speak, then I'll accept a .net or .info or .anything because those are all top-level domains, and there's very, very small differences from a search engine optimization standpoint between a .net and a .com. If I can get the .com, I'll take it simply because that's a premium piece of real estate. But the search engines will still treat adultacne.net almost as well, if not as well, as a .com in their search engine algorithms. You want to have the primary keyword phrase in there. You also want to use that primary keyword phrase when you set up your blog. In my plugin, the Traffic Gating SEO plugin that we talked about earlier, it's going to ask you a series of questions. One of them will be basically your primary keyword phrase you want to use in the title of the blog itself. That's important. And then when we talked about going over to Google and doing the researches in the keyword tool and finding some related keyword phrases, we want to take our top 5 or 6 related keyword phrases according to Google, and we want to use those in the description of our blog. We also want to use those when we set up the categories of our blogs, and we want to use those as the tags that we use in our primary posts. So you need, instead of, if you've got a primary keyword phrase of adult acne, you want a domain that has adult acne in it if possible, as few hyphens, if no hyphens as possible, because I don't like those. And then you want to use those to start building your blogs with, and I start with a blog because I want to start that blog aging in the search engines. So when you set up your blog, you're going to need your primary keyword phrase and 6 or 8 supporting keyword phrases that you fill in the blanks when you're installing that Traffic Gating SEO plugin.
Now, when you said 3 blogs, Jeff, would I have 3 blogs in adult acne?
Yes, or in acne, not adult acne necessarily, in the related phrases. So you could have an adultacne.com blog. You could have acne.com type blog. 3 blogs that are related to your primary market on 3 separate hosting accounts on 3 separate servers.
Okay, that's important, right?
Yes, that's because we're building what I call a feeder site network. We're going to use these sites not only as a primary ways to make money in these markets, but we're also going to use them to jumpstart any new pages, landing pages, mini websites, anything in this market related to acne down the road. If we find it's a profitable market and we can make a lot of money with it, then we might start building more sites, more landing pages for CPA offers, more landing pages for pay-per-clicks. But by the way, pay-per-clicks, from what I've been told by the people that know, blogs are extremely search engine friendly, pay-per-click friendly. Google likes to see, they talk about the Google slap, and a lot of the people I talk to that are pay-per-click people say that blogs are actually extremely Google friendly when it comes to pay-per-click traffic. And a blog, you have to remember too, that a blog doesn't have to keep changing posts on the front page. You can put up static pages in the same domain that you have a blog on. You can set up opt-in pages with your blog. You can control different templates. I mean, we're getting into a whole bunch of, you know, how to customize your blog stuff. But you should always have a blog on your primary domain. So even if your goal is to have a static sales page or a static opt-in page on your domain, which it should be eventually, you still should have a blog in that same domain.
So power the domain with the blog. Power the domain with the blog. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense.
Because it makes it more search engine friendly.
But you said something interesting here, and I know the reason why you said it, Jeff, but I can guarantee you that a lot of the people on the call don't know. You said something about a separate hoster, separate IPs. Can you explain to people why?
Well, the easiest way to put it is that the search engines like it that way.
Okay.
There's different IP blocks that are controlled by different hosting companies and different hosting companies and different data centers. And the more you can spread those IPs further apart, and I want to say geographically because it does have something to do with geography and the size of the companies, but the further you can spread those apart, the better off you are from a search engine optimization standpoint. It's called a Class C block and other blocks, IP blocks. And if you're Google understands that you're going to have multiple websites. They don't have a problem with that. And they understand that you're going to want to link between your websites, even if they're in the same market. And I've proven this over and over again in my own networks. You can link between your sites. That's not an issue. You're not going to get penalized. You're not going to get kicked out of the search engines. You're not going to have any of those problems if you do it the right way. And one of the right ways is to have them on these different hosting accounts by different hosting companies. Technically speaking, you want to make sure they're on different class of IP blocks. You want to make sure they're in different data centers. If you can get one, like at the Planet down in Texas, EV1 used to be out east, but then EV1 was bought out by the Planet, so they moved it down to the same Planet data center. And there's so much we can talk about on this. Let's just keep it simple and say,
Get it on separate IPs. Okay.
Get it on separate IPs on three different hosting companies to make it easy. And I mean, domains are cheap. And if you're entering a market, think about it. If you know, if your research tells you and your gut tells you and your experience tells you that you're going to be able to make money in this market, you're asking too much to go out there and spend $5 on a domain, $7 on a domain name, and you can get a hosting account at places like HostGator and all these other places, but they'll give you an unlimited number of domains, unlimited space and bandwidth for $5-6 a month.
Yeah.
And the key is, let's say we have server A, and on server A we put our adult acne website on it. Well, if we know that we're going to be linking from our server A to server B about acne, obviously we don't want them to be on the same server. Let's say we find another profitable market we enter into down the road. We can go back to server A, and although it has an acne, adultacne.com website on it, let's say we're entering a totally unrelated market such as Learn AdWords. We'll never link to the acne site from the AdWords site. We'll never link from the acne site to the AdWords site or vice versa. So we don't have to worry about that. Well, then you can go ahead and take your AdWords site and put it on server A along with your acne site because they're never going to cross-link.
Yeah, yeah. So you're never going to. You're always going to be looking good in the search engines. Okay, great. Now I'm looking at this. This is great content, Jeff. I'm looking at this action plan you're helping me create. We talked about number one, market research. Number two, keyword research. Number three, building the blogs. Number four, registering the domains for the blogs, the categories, the tags. You mentioned about separate hosting and stuff like that, but I guess the big question, a lot of questions a lot of people are now posting is that the last time I had acne was when I was like 13, so I know nothing about acne. How, I mean, from what I understand of blogs, blogs are people posting content, people writing articles. Now, I don't know anything about acne, so how would I hire writers? Like, I mean, you know, ideally I'd want to do this all for free. Like, how would I get the content there?
Well, that's kind of funny that you say that, because I've shown my coaching clients that you really only need 7 or 8 posts on a site, especially if it's a highly targeted keyword, to rank high. You don't even need that. As long as you can hit 6 or 7, you're fine. And anybody, in my opinion, can write an article about something 6 or 7 times, 250 words per article, and post it to a blog. And I've shown my clients how we do it. Best if you can write it yourself, or you can hire someone to write an original content for you. You can go to different services such as ifreelance.com or mturk, that's mturk.com, which is owned by Amazon. You can actually hire people to write articles for you, and they don't cost that much money. Or you can go to a PLR site, and I hate PLR articles. I don't hate them, but they're not my favorite. But if you can hire a kid at your local college to just write short 500-word articles for you, you'll be golden. You can pay them $8 to $9 an hour. Find somebody who's a major in journalism or English over at the local community college or even online, and just tell them, these are the markets I need articles for. You can either give them PLR articles to start with and let them spin them, so to speak, or modify them and make them your own, or you can do it. I mean, the other choice you can do is you can go out and get RSS feeds. I don't like RSS feeds. We use them to augment our content, but I prefer that the majority of content on our website comes from original, unique, quote, unique articles. So, yeah, hire someone to do it if you don't know anything about it, but you'd be amazed. I mean, it's just like sitting down in high school when they teach you to take the little 3x5 cards and they tell you to go to the library and do a little research. Well, guess what? If you don't have money to hire someone, you're sitting in front of a computer, you know how to surf the Internet, surf for information about it, compile the information together on those little 3x5 cards, and within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you can literally have an article that's good enough. I mean, if all you're doing is trying to attract people to your website, you don't need the highest quality articles that are written that are going to be reprinted in USA Today. Those can be done literally in a short period of time, and that's all you need from a search engine perspective.
Well, let me ask you this. A lot of people are typing this into the question box here, because majority of my list, I'm assuming, are paid guys or CPA guys. What is PLR? You mentioned what PLR. I know what it is, but for the sake of the people, what's the 10-second definition
private
of what PLR?
Private label rights. It means you pay somebody to use articles. They have a team of people creating articles, and there's 100 people in their membership site. All 100 members get the same articles each month that they can do with whatever they will. Somebody, you're paying someone as a member of a club, really. It's really part of a membership site. You pay a fee. They produce 20 or 30 articles a month, and they hand them to you and all the other members just like you, and they're all identical articles, and they give you the copyright to those articles that you can then take those articles, use them
spin
as they
them.
Are, or you modify them in any way, and that's what you can dump into your websites.
Okay, so you could theoretically take these PLR articles, spin them, and then put them on your blog of 7 or 8 posts.
Yep, and to make it different, I mean, if you've got an article that's got, let's say, 25 sentences in it, PLR article, just write a quick introduction yourself, a new introductory paragraph, and add, like, say, another 10 total sentences to the 30 that you already have, and that's a unique article from a search engine perspective. I mean, can you write a few sentences in a few minutes? I think so. Most people can.
Okay.
Just swap, you know, and there's software that will help you do that, too. Now, we're talking about a website if all we're trying to do is to get the search engine's attention.
Okay.
Another source of free traffic, though, that we're probably not going to have time to talk about is creating high-quality content on your website so people link to it, bring you incoming links, and recommend you to their mailing list and send you free traffic all day long. I mean, that's a whole other strategy altogether. That would require more than a PLR article. That would require that you actually hire a writer that knows what they're writing about to produce quality content for your blog, which would be even better.
Okay. Okay. Now, we've gotten to the point where, let's say we've built our adult acne website. I've managed to get 7 or 8, and I'm assuming when you're talking about articles or PLR, I can't simply go to easyandarticles.com and pull articles, right? That really wouldn't work, would it?
Well, you can. It's not the most search engine friendly thing to do, but it still works. There's no doubt about it. The key is to see if you can also pull in information from another source to add it to the easing article that makes it unique.
So okay.
A secondary source of content, an RSS feed from another article, from another source altogether, press releases. If you're selling products, I sell a lot of things like real products, consumer electronic products. If you can pull the press releases or the manuals and you mix that together with the articles inside the post, it's unique as far as the search engine is concerned. here's something else, too. Just because you have the same content as someone else doesn't mean that a search engine is going to call it duplicate content and penalize your site. They're going to pick which one they think should rank the highest, and hopefully it's yours. And the way to make sure it's yours is to be the original source of the content and to get a bunch of incoming links to your content on your blog. And if it's still a borrowed article, so to speak, at least add an introductory paragraph to it. Because look at it. The most popular websites on the Internet, read by consumers and also ranked by the search engines, are sites, blogs, that do nothing more than find articles on other people's sites and write a quick little four-sentence introduction to it and then link to the article on someone else's site. Look at the consumers like it.
Yeah.
Because you're a reporter. You're reporting the information. Hey, I found this great article about adult acne. I personally don't have adult acne, but my cousin has adult acne, and it really, really causes psychological problems and physical scarring. So I located this great article on so-and-so's site over here about adult acne. Here's the link. Literally, that is good enough from an article standpoint for Google.
Oh, okay.
You work your keywords into your introduction a couple of times, and you're even better off.
Okay, perfect. Before I ask you the next question, Jeff, I'm going to randomly select somebody else to win the pay-per-click formula course. So here I am, randomly going to close my eyes and hit the button and select somebody. Okay, Nick C. That's all I got you as a name. Your first part of your email address is ECTOPLASM. Nick, you win a free pay-per-click formula course. Make sure you email me at gohar@paperclickformula.com. in order to get your course. Now, moving on, Jeff, I think at this point I understand that now we've done the market research, done the keyword research, built the blog on adult acne, got the content. I think this is the part you're going to probably start talking about pinging, right?
No.
No,
I don't
okay.
actually do anything with pinging. The software does it all. All you have to worry about is putting content in your blog and publishing it. Once it does that, the software does the rest of it.
Which software are you speaking of?
The Traffic Getting SEO plugin software along with the WordPress software.
Okay, so let me just go back to that. Next screen. This one you're talking about here, your free Traffic Getting SEO software.
Yes.
So every time that I'm going to make a post on my adult acne blog, I don't need to worry about pinging or anything.
Nope.
This will automatically do it for me.
Yeah, you don't have to go out and submit your RSS feeds to a bunch of RSS directories like a lot of people tell you to. You don't have to do it. We used to years ago, but we haven't had to do that in a long, long time. You just add it, and Yahoo and Google and Technorati actually keys up on the keywords inside your some of the tags that we talked about earlier that are inside your blog. All that happens automatically. You're better off spending your time getting incoming links and building a larger feeder site network by leveraging social network sites like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, things like that. Those are also part of the strategy to get traffic started and people linking to your website. I mean, the most powerful tool for search engine rankings in Google at this time, and has been for years, is the quality of the incoming links to your blogs and your websites. That's the key. So a lot of what I teach is that we teach how to build our own network, our feeder site network of sites, so we can start building our own incoming links network right away with as few as three blogs. Then we also go out there and we want to borrow traffic from sources like YouTube. I've got 4,500 YouTube subscribers on my channel for YouTube. My videos have been watched an insane amount of times. But even in markets like this where they don't know who Jeff Johnson is, we still go out there, and let's say it's adult acne. Once you got your blog up, you've got the blog set up, you've got your ads running, which is your banner ads promoting whatever product you're promoting, your AdSense ads that you want people to click, your CPA offers, you're rotating those through the blog, and I'll recommend a piece of software in a minute that's free that we use. But once you're doing all that, you get the blog up and running, you make a few posts, you're aging it in the search engines, the search engines have found the website, you want to expand the traffic that you're getting for free, you want to go out there, you want to find incoming links. So that's one way to get incoming links, direct links that the search engines follow, is you can actually go out there and pay people to find incoming links for you. There's services all over to do it. Or you can have people go out there and make comments on other blogs that don't have no follow tags on it. I mean, if that's where you want to do it, but that's not the most powerful incoming link you can get. I mean, the best incoming link is to, if it's a website you care about, is put good content on it, give away free tools, people will link to you. Go out to YouTube to help spread your name. So let's say it's about adult acne. We've got our website out. We've got our email capture in place on our website. We've got our ad rotation system set up on our website and our blog. We're ready to go with that. Then we go out to YouTube, and I go and I take a look at the sites, the products that I'm promoting, and I simply fire up Camtasia or Jing project, which is free, and I do a quick screen capture. And I look at the sales page of the product, or I look at the product itself on my computer, and I voice over it, and I say, this is the best adult acne product I've ever found. And you just give a quick little review of it. You can do it with plasma televisions. You can do it with digital cameras, whatever it is. And you do a quick voiceover for it. And then you create a video. And on that video, you watermark the video with your website, your domain that you want to send people to. That's very important. And then you load it up to your channel that you have on YouTube that's dedicated to adult acne. I wouldn't put an adult acne video in a website and a YouTube channel that also has internet marketing, that also has plasma TVs. I mean, if you're entering a new market, you set up a new YouTube channel dedicated to adult acne. And you literally can just go out there and make 3 and 5 minute little video reviews of the products that you're recommending that people buy for you, and you put those on YouTube, and then you optimize the videos for YouTube. People find them on YouTube. They watch the videos. You can put a link on YouTube. People can click on it, come over to your website, buy your products, click your ads. You can put a URL right in the video itself. If people see it, they see that URL in the video, say, I like this. They share it with a friend, or they visit the site themselves, and that's how you start generating traffic. And I literally go out and I create a feeder site, a sales funnel, if you will. All these social networking sites create this huge sales funnel, and you design each one so that when people find you in the search engines, let's say they're searching for adult acne. Google loves videos. They own YouTube. One of the first things to pop up is your video about adult acne that's on YouTube. Well, it doesn't do you any good if they go to YouTube and never leave YouTube. So what you want to do is on your adult acne YouTube channel, you want to create a sales funnel there. You want to give your visitors a reason to visit your adult acne website so they can come over, buy your product, or click your ads. So you put a call to action on the channel. You can say, visit my website, adultacne.com, get your free 30-day supply of this acne product that I'm recommending, and you can put that up there. In the description of your videos, you can actually put an HTML link in the video. Now, it's not a search engine friendly link, but it's still a clickable link. So when someone's reading your description of your video, there's a link there. They see it. They know what a link is for. You're supposed to click links. It's blue. It's underlined. So they click it. And then they come over to your website. And then that's where your sales funnel is. You've got a sales letter there. You've got an email capture there. You've got ads there that they can click on. I mean, does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. And I think that probably answers my next question. When you were talking about feeder sites, these are basically feeding into your main funnel, and that could be, let's say, for this particular example, let's say I'm promoting an adult acne offer on ClickBank. That's the ultimate money page, I guess you would call it. And everything else that I create for it is the feeders into that money site.
Correct.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Hopefully you won't take any offense to this, because this is coming from a paid guy, okay? You actually make a good amount of money doing this?
Yes.
Like, I'm not talking about setting up 100 of these to make $6 off of each one. Like, you could take, like, anybody on this call could take the strategy and they could build a good sustainable income from just a few of these?
Well, it depends what you consider to be a sustainable income. But yes, the videos will survive for years. The websites will rank for years. But the key is you have to understand marketing. Like I told you earlier, I'm not an SEO guy. I am an SEO guy by default because I needed a way to get traffic, and the goal was to get traffic converted into sales. So it's how you decide to monetize the traffic. So yes, I mean, we do this where we go in. Sometimes we make a few $1,000 the first month on a site that we build in the consumer electronics site. If it's in, I teach people also where, and I've had several people stand at my seminars where we taught this strategy to, and they said it changed their life. And I told them, you know, even if you don't have a mailing list, and if you are studying internet marketing, what do you get in your inbox all day, every day? You get offers to buy somebody else's products. So you start to get a feel for what's hot, what are people looking for, and you know, I know in your teachings you talk about finding the hottest products to market because that's what people are searching for, and you're buying traffic. Same thing applies to free traffic. So let's say that pay-per-click formula 2.0, you know it's coming up. You know that they're paying a healthy commission on it. You want to get in front of that free traffic. You don't even have to have a mailing list. You could throw up a blog on your website using free software and the traffic getting SEO plugin also. Get it up there within minutes. and start ranking for pay-per-click formula 2.0 and all variations of the keywords within 24 hours. And you can either build a list of that, or you can put just a link on there that says, here are some free pay-per-click what works really well for me. I don't think I should tell your people this, but there's a phrase I've used several times for you when I'm promoting you, and it has to do with the quality of the content that you provide.
You got to speak louder, Jeff.
What's that?
You got to speak louder,
there's
dude.
There's a phrase. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. There's a phrase that I use when I'm promoting your stuff specifically.
Yep.
I could build a website within minutes, just within minutes, for pay-per-click formula 2.0, and I could put my affiliate ads links in my posts, and I can put my banner ads there, and I could just send people over to your landing page and let you worry about the conversions, and if I make a sale, I make a few bucks. I've had people say that they took this strategy, used my free software, used our strategies like that, and literally a guy stood up at my seminar, and he said he started doing it in December, and this was in May, or was it March, one of the two, and he had already, his first time to do it with no list or anything, he goes out there, follows these strategies that we're talking about right now, and I've got a lot of people have told me this, he does it, got in front of the traffic for these big launches without a list, without being a guru, and he made $15,000 in 10 days, and since he only makes $30,000 a year to him, that was a boatload of money. And he went on to make $100,000. I've had people who have struggled for a year or so try to do things, take the strategy that I have about building these blogs in these markets where people are searching for hot products, whether it's acne, if it's a new acne product, or an IM market, throw a blog out and make $6,000 for a few hours worth of work or a few days worth of work. Well, that's life.
let's qualify that, Jeff, so nobody gets confused here. And I saw this because I watched that video that was on your underground training lab about, I think it was the 5 steps to becoming a super affiliate, right?
Yes.
When you're teaching these guys to create blogs for these launches, and this is what we talked about just a few minutes before we actually started this webinar, you said that you can create all the traffic you want, but it all comes down at the end of the day to the marketing, the marketer, how well you can convert somebody. Now, when you do suggest somebody throwing up these blogs, this all goes all the way back to internet marketing, that you have to obviously include a bonus to give people a reason to buy through your link. Like, it's not so much as just sticking up a blog and hope they order through your link. You got to give them a compelling reason, right?
No.
No? Okay.
If you do offer a bonus, you will do better in sales. But I don't offer a bonus more times than I do.
Okay.
I don't offer a bonus more often than I do. And I do quite well in some extremely competitive markets, high-priced products, too. And I have clients that don't. The ones that are the most successful are the ones that put together a bonus to get people to buy from your link. But you also have to remember that this is the back doorway. Some affiliate promotions have what's called first cookie. And if you can just get someone to click that link the first time, when they buy, no matter who they think they're buying from, that's the person who gets paid. Or even if that's not the case, I mean, a lot of times people aren't shopping for bonuses. One of my strategies that I use personally that makes me a lot of money is I build these blogs, and I'll say things like, pay-per-click formula 2.0 bonus. Well, that's a highly focused keyword that I know buyers are looking for. They're shopping for a bonus. So then I'll put together a bonus for the offer, and I didn't actually give a bonus for pay-per-click formula 2.0, and I did well. But I think that's my relationship with my list. I didn't really build sites for that particular offer. But I built my list by putting up blogs just like we're talking about right now in all kinds of different markets, and then I generate traffic that way too. So if they put together a bonus, yes, it'll be a better chance that they'll get the sale. But we have people that do it, including me, that put them up all the time. No. And you think about it, I mean, there's products like Jeff Walker's Product Launch Manager product just had a $2,000 bonus. Or a $2,000 payout. Well, if you're studying online and you're building a blog and it takes you a day or two, and this one guy we talked about, it took him 10 days putting it all together, you make 50% of your salary in 10 days worth of work, 50% of an entire year's salary. Well, that's a life-changing amount of money. Is it worth it? Some people it is, but as I teach my students, it isn't to others. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth the effort to me? So, yeah, we make a lot of money doing it, not just from a list, but from building sites and doing this type of stuff all the time.
It's funny,
but
Jeff.
I don't want people to go out there and just build sites because you have to have a plan.
We
talked about this earlier. You have to convert the sales with a plan.
It's funny because I'm going to call you on something you said about 5-10 minutes ago. I don't know if it was a mistake or not, but and it could be because you're so much more advanced and you have staff in place. You said something about creating these sites in minutes. Do you have some sort of automated process in place, or how do you do it? Like, your staff do it?
We do have an automated software in place, but that's not what I was referring to.
Okay.
I was referring to literally taking WordPress, taking the free traffic getting SEO plugin.
Okay.
And we've done this live at our seminars where we can get it up and running, including content on the site and making sales real time, and install the OpenX ad software that I was referring to earlier. I didn't use the name, but it's called OpenX. It's an open source free piece of software. It's extremely powerful. It allows you to run your own ad network if you want to. We use it on our existing network of sites to test our offers. But you can install that. You can get that and the blog up and running, fully going, walk away. We had one time where we did it live on a slow internet connection inside of a ballroom. It's less than 35 minutes by hand.
And you got a sale.
A unique little header, and that's what we teach people to do, so they can do it by hand.
And
I've
and
done
you,
it when I'm helping.
And you actually started seeing traffic within what, an hour or two?
We can see traffic within an hour or two. We've done that before, live at seminars too, where we build sites and see sales before we leave the seminar, 100% free traffic. Sometimes, though, it's interesting because sometimes we'll build a site and it might take us, and I don't know why, but sometimes we'll build a site and it might take me 5 to 7 days to show up in the search results. But the majority of the time, I can get in within a day or two and get traffic.
That's incredible.
Sometimes it might take me a But yes,
well,
and videos, here's another free tool if I can throw it out there.
Yep.
For video distribution, you don't want to spam the engines, but the engines like videos. They'll still rank the videos. We have some from several years ago that's still ranking well. There's something that's called TubeMogul.com. TubeMogul.
Yep.
What's nice about that is it's got analytics built into it, so it can tell you where the traffic's coming from. And it's
that's kind of neat.
You can use that to take your video. You want to add it to YouTube by hand. Well, you don't have to. And then you just go and you use TubeMogul to actually send it out to a couple dozen other video sites. And that's just another way. I call it my breadcrumb trail method of SEO. It's part of my feeder site. And you're just putting more things out there. Because when you do a search in the search engines, Google's going to list, if you have one website, let's say adult acne, and we do a search for adult acne, even if we're ranked number one, what do we have on the front page of Google? We have one ranking. We might have two links showing. But if my adult acne YouTube channel is ranked number 3, and my adult acne Facebook fan page is ranked number 4, and my adult acne MySpace page is ranked number 5, which, by the way, the videos still rank well for those other sources that we talked about, well, now I have the chance of going from one link on the front page to 5 links on the front page of Google. So the whole idea is to spread your message through these other feeder sites, other blogs that you control, or through these other social networking sites by putting content out there for them.
Okay, awesome. So now I'm looking at my action plan, Jeff, because I'm completely new to this kind of marketing. I'm looking at number one, market research, number two, keywords research, number three, building the blogs, kind of number four, registering the domains for those blogs, number five, getting the content on the blog, and you talked about spinning PLR articles or hiring somebody to do that. Number six, the automatic pinging, which is done by your free traffic SEO software, which is going to be a huge time saver. And then we started talking about getting into the monetization, whether it's CPA, CPC, or AdSense. Is that really it, to as far as getting started as for generating free traffic in any niche?
Yes.
That's it, eh? That's the blueprint.
More traffic. Want, the more content you'll have to produce and the more incoming links you'll have to find or incoming traffic from additional sources such as the social networking sites. But that's it. I mean, our networks of sites, I've had tracking systems blow up that were literally supposed to be able to handle tens of millions of visitors and clicks per month, but I've blown them up. So by building, going out to large scale, but I don't like people to go out there and start building a billion sites.
Yeah.
I'd rather have them learn about the marketing. Start with the one market that you know can make money with. Just build two or three blogs. Three blogs, that's it. Just to see how it works. And then if it's profitable, then you go out there and you can create videos. I mean, the guy, you see these guys with these ad products and stuff like that doing 7 figures a year. It's a single ebook. But what they do is they go out there and they keep finding more and more traffic sources. They run it to the CPA offers. They have these YouTube channels that get an insane amount of traffic because they're putting out these videos for YouTube all the time, which is a free source of traffic for them.
Yeah, no
kidding. I've heard several of them that YouTube is one of their primary traffic generation models is getting their videos for the products in these niches out on YouTube.
Okay.
And can I say something about Facebook and Twitter? Well, I don't know how much time. Actually, we are running out of time. But
no, go ahead by all means, Jeff. I mean, I'm looking at the attendance list, and while we've been doing this call, the number of attendees has been going up, believe it or not, which is usually the opposite, which is a good indication. So keep talking, Jeff.
Well, the idea is after you get those blogs up, and it's really about the marketing. I'm a marketer first and foremost. Get the conversions set up. Learn what your conversions are by getting some of the traffic first, and then sit down and decide, okay, if I'm spending this much time on this particular market, is it worth my time to continue going forward, or should I move on to something else? And only you can answer that. Only you can answer that, right? I don't know how much money you need to make. But once you get that going, the whole idea at that point then is to set up these social networking funnels that we've talked about. And it's interesting because a lot of these things are set up with inherent viral natures to them. Viral meaning that it starts like a Lego, where you click the Lego at the front of the line, and then one Lego knocks over the Lego, another Lego, and just keeps rolling on. So it's viral marketing. Well, Facebook, we actually had a Facebook development team at one point, and we produced these Facebook software programs. So we looked at Facebook closely, and they've got 11 or 12 separate, distinct viral marketing channels built into Facebook, and everyone thinks Facebook is like this greatest marketing thing. What was interesting about that is I ran a test a couple months back, and I went to my Facebook page, where I had 5,000 people, friends, and I posted something there. And then we were just getting started with Twitter. I had not even posted a single thing on Twitter yet, but we had somehow had 635 followers, give or take. Because we opened up the account, we didn't do anything with it, but I still had 635. Followers on Twitter, but that was literally one-tenth as many followers as I had on Facebook. And I posted the same thing on Facebook, and then I went over to Twitter, and I posted the same thing on Twitter, but with a different tracking link in it. And although I had approximately one-tenth as many followers on Twitter as I did on Facebook, Twitter, at the end of the test, after several weeks, ended up sending me 20 times as much traffic as Facebook did.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's so quick and easy to push Twitter along, and a lot of people do it on their handsets, whereas Facebook, if you don't have an iPhone or a BlackBerry of some sort, you can't really get the apps for the Facebook. I don't know why it is. One of my guys sent me an article the other day. I didn't read it. And the article said that Facebook has much loyal readers for your website than Twitter does. But it depends what you want. Do you want sales? Do you want people joining your webinars? Perry Belcher and Ryan Dice are getting huge numbers of people from Twitter onto their webinars, huge numbers. They spoke at my seminar last spring, and those people were spending money. And a lot of people say you can't make money from Facebook or from Twitter.
Well, just to add to that, Jeff, when I announced this particular webinar, it was first to Twitter before it was to my list, and I do concur with you. I did get a number of signups for this webinar from Twitter and not from email. But, sorry, continue on.
Yeah, so play around with those. Different ones are here, different ones go. But the whole idea is get the blogs up to start. Exactly what we talked about. I mean, those are exactly what I do. And I've been away where the only thing I had to work with on a 56K modem are a series of blogs that we had put up like this, and I'm just doing it from overseas. You know, we make $17,000, $20,000 directly from them. I just had a deal that was a combination of, well, I can, for these deals, these high-priced deals or even products, I mean, I do a lot of products with consumer electronics. We build blogs, and then we go out there and we decide how much time we're going to spend promoting them. And you can build the traffic up, ramp it up pretty nicely. But it's not how much traffic you get, it's how much money you can make from it. So let's say it's a deal for pay-per-click formula 2.0. Your people who love you and who know it's a solid product can just as easily join your affiliate program and within minutes have their first blog up promoting it, put a little bonus offer together, then go over to YouTube and put a video out, and go over to Facebook and set up a fan page for it. And next thing you know, it's just free money because it doesn't take that long to do it. Now, if they want to take it to the next level, they'd have to go out there and spend more time doing it.
So it's a time investment, but it's obviously less risky than pay-per-click, because if you look around, almost every ClickBank product that's coming out is, you know, Google AdWords, you know, this, Google AdWords, that, just buy the traffic, send it to ClickBank. But with this action plan that we've created here, Jeff, that I'm going to put up on my personal blog that everybody can download, is literally a step to getting people to start promoting ClickBank products, CJ products, CPA offers, or whatever they want to do, and start making money on free traffic without the hassles of Google AdWords, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Definitely. Awesome. Now, before I take just a few questions, Jeff, I want to keep you on a little bit longer. I know that a lot of people are now asking about everything you teach, and I know that you barely touched on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, and that's a huge part of everything that you do. You had mentioned to me just before this that you had some sort of relaunch or reopening of your now famous underground training lab. Could you just tell people a little bit about it who are more interested in kind of learning about everything that you do? Because frankly, I don't know where you found the time to test all this stuff, but you did, and now people can actually learn it from you and bring down their learning curve. What exactly do you cover in Underground Training Lab?
Well, Underground Training Lab is a coaching club that was renamed Underground Training Lab the June before last, but it's actually been open for 3 years and 11 continuous months now. Not open to new members, but people have been members of it for 4 years as of December. So how do I get all this stuff? Well, I got a staff, plus I want to know myself. So Underground Training Lab, the private membership site, not the blog, but the private membership site is all about helping you grab more traffic, more leads, and more money faster. I mean, the newest version, what we usually do is we close it down, usually from 3 to 6 months, sometimes 10 months. We take care of our clients that are already in there, and then we take a look at our content. We say, okay, what's new? What's working for us now? What isn't working? We rip out the old stuff. We put in the new. And then we reopen it. Well, this new one we're opening up on November 24th is actually called the Underground Training Lab Operation Quick Start because we've redesigned the site. June was actually our biggest launch ever. December was before that. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So we went back and we said, okay, what's the one thing people want? And there's literally hundreds of hours of audio, video, dozens and dozens and dozens of tutorials, process maps, thousands of pages of content. But people said, you know what, I want to be able to hit the ground running fast. So we broke it up into these little quick start guides, and we just created new content for them, or we at least organized the old stuff. We said, okay, you want to know more about becoming a super affiliate using blogs, WordPress blogs? Go to this quick start guide. It's got everything there for them. More leads, more money, I mean, you name it. So that's all it is. The coaching club isn't open. It hasn't been open for a while, but it's reopening on November 24th, and it's called Operation Quick Start, and it's just a private membership site where I help people generate more traffic, more leads, and make more money. I don't say I help them personally. I teach them or their staff to learn how this stuff works. And we've been doing it for 4 continuous years now, so it must be working.
No, that's awesome, Jeff. So for the people who are interested in following a little bit more, learning a little bit more about what Jeff Johnson does, and he's touched upon it in this great webinar, wait for an email from me before it opens announcing what my bonuses are so that you can also take advantage of my bonuses, including what he has to offer in the Underground Training Lab. Jeff, is it okay if we take a couple of questions and
sure,
have people answer them from you? I have some interesting question here, and somebody is asking, is your kind of your success because you're famous and can plain people actually do this?
I wasn't born famous, and I certainly didn't start out famous on the internet. And like I said, yes, we have people do it all the time that don't have a name in the marketplace. On my blog, at least until the new FTC rules go into effect on December 1st, which is funny because everyone's talking about that, there's you'll send them a link to it, but there's something there, a case study where a complete newbie did 70,000 in 70 days in their first ClickBank product. I got my start when I was a nobody, and all I did was build a blog and start putting out high-quality content, and that's how I caught the attention. I was sending traffic to people like John Reese for his products and Yannick Silver, and then I built a blog back in 2004, 2005, and all I did was put out high-quality free training material for people to read, and that's how I got established as an expert. But we've also gone into markets that we have actually no experience in, no name in, no JV partners, and created 6, even 7-figure businesses from scratch. So anybody can do it. Now, if you want to talk about, does my email list make me a ton of money? Yes, absolutely. But that email list was built by doing exactly what we talked about, and it still is built in markets that I'm not known as Jeff Johnson, the SEO guy. Completely unrelated.
So you have huge lists in other markets?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you started like anybody else did, like a small probably corner in your house, no staff, no nothing, just Jeff Johnson, right?
Absolutely. It was in a basement where even in the summertime when the air conditioner on, it was so cold I had to wear a sweater and gloves down there. In the wintertime it was so cold that I had to wear a sweater and gloves down there. So.
Okay. Let's talk about here. How long does it take to rank for a particular keyword? I think you touched upon this. This can happen within a day, can it? Or even hours?
It can. Depends on the particular keyword. If you're using buyer's keywords, highly focused, long-tail keywords, you can get up there within minutes. I mean, on my blogs, the reason I say is season your blogs and put 3 blogs in any market is because once they've been aged, once they've been seasoned, if you put something on it and it's a focused keyword, you could be ranked on the front page of Google within an hour, less than an hour. If you build a new site from scratch, sometimes you get within a day or two. Sometimes it might take you 5 to 7 days using these strategies, but it all works very quickly. So, like I said earlier, sometimes I'll build one and it takes a few days. I don't understand why. And other ones I'll build a brand new one, and it'll still be ranked number one on Google within a couple hours, definitely within 24 hours. So you can do it quickly. So if there's a new product that's coming out that's hot, you just found out about it, you've got at least a 5-day lead time, 7-day lead time, you still have more than enough time to get in that market and start dominating it.
Somebody's asking, Jeff, is your team outsourced or is it here in where you are in the States?
Well, I've used a combination of outsourcing. It used to be primarily outsourcing, but 3.5 years ago I bought an office building down the street from my house, and it was empty, so I put a few people in there. So I've got virtual employees across the United States. I've hired teams by contract overseas, but the core people that help my coaching club members out and that build my stuff for me and do the testing for me, they're sitting right in my office here in Michigan.
Okay.
But we started out outsourcing. I was in the real business world before I started here, and there's something about having somebody in the office next to you that you can run in and say, take care of this or do this, that I just enjoy. So.
Well, let me ask you this. I know you talked about OpenX, and there's quite a few people who are asking about OpenX, and they're asking how do you use the OpenX free software that you mentioned? Is it to rotate between maybe a CPA ad, a ClickBank offer, or Google AdSense ad to see which one gets you the most money?
Yeah, we actually do it a couple different ways. We use it on our websites. If we build a website, we throw up a membership site. We've done this before. We throw up a private membership site. We get 20 or 30,000 members right away, but we still haven't figured out what it is that we're going to do to make money from them, which kind of goes contrary to what I said, but my clients like me to show them stuff, so we teach them how it works. So if we're in that situation, we'll actually rotate ads through the OpenX system and see what it is that they'd like to click on that's making us money. I also have my own ad network set up serving hundreds of thousands of impressions of banners that we run through OpenX. So let's say that you announce that pay-per-click Formula 2.0 is closing last night. I could literally go in there and within minutes tell OpenX to only show pay-per-click Formula 2.0 ads on those networks until the closing time, which is a good way that we do it too. And it also tracks links, so we'll put different variations of ads up, and I'll be able to see that, okay, I'm promoting this CPA offer, well, actually more like a CJ.com offer, and I've got 3 or 4 different headlines I want to use, and I rotate those, and it tells me what color gets the most clicks, what font gets the most clicks, do they like girls on it, do they like boys on it, that kind of stuff. And also, we can track individual links, so we can actually use OpenX to track a hyperlink on our blogs and see, okay, we do this too, we rotate anchor text in the links to find out which anchor text they like the best in the link for clicking it. We can increase our click conversions by 2-3 times. And I'll say, okay.
And Jeff, this all goes back to what you said earlier on and you've repeated. You can get all the traffic you want, but it's about being a better marketer, right?
Absolutely.
It's the split testing. It's measuring the conversion, seeing what converts, and then obviously OpenX is something that allows you to do that because you have, and I run OpenX on one of my major portals because it has the geo-targeting features, the different banners, and it's pretty powerful. So I take it, I don't know, you probably got like a gazillion blogs. You're probably running them all off the OpenAds platform. You could like change up one ad on all your blogs or do whatever you want with it, right?
Yep.
Okay. I got somebody asking here. John is asking, does Jeff's course teach how to monetize the traffic, landing page design, links to products, or inside articles?
Well, club. I mean, I think the most valuable part of my coaching club has always been the monetization. What to look for. What do I sell? How do I sell it? How do I set up my landing pages? What helps the landing page convert better? How do I think about marketing in general? How do I choose my markets? So, yes, it teaches that. But the problem is most people want, the quick. They want to come in. But the most valuable thing I share with my clients is the marketing philosophy, how to think like Jeff Johnson, how can I make the money. Some people have a gift for making money. Some people don't, but it's a gift that can be learned. Some people have a gift for marketing. Some people don't. But those are the type of things I like to teach.
Here's an interesting question, Jeff. Somebody's asking, what do you sell? And I was ready to reply back everything because I've seen some of the stuff that you've done, and I know one of the things that I saw in a video was is that you actually sometimes create a blog on an entire like Canon camera model.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You had talked about when you start going as specific as a model, now you're targeting buyers and it's easier to convert into a sale. I take it you sell anything, right? Anything where you think there's a demand in the market for it.
Well, I mean, anything I'm not morally opposed to, and I'm not a prude, but I won't do certain, I won't do illicit drugs, firearms, I won't do gambling, pornography, stuff like that. But yeah, we've got sites that sell digital cameras, plasma TVs, sewing machines dedicated just to sewing machines, eBay products, physical products, downloadable products, affiliate products for other people, you name it. Probably have a site that sells something along those lines.
So that's great that you said that, because that dispels the myth that you can only make money selling make money information. I mean,
I made my money. I made my fortune
outside
long before I ever became known in the internet marketing field. And in fact, what's interesting about that is I hosted a seminar a few months ago, and every speaker there, everyone there had built a 6-, 7-, or 8-figure business from scratch in as few as a few months before they ever entered into the internet guru business. So Ryan Dice, Gary Belcher, Evan Pagan, Brad Fallon, James Schramko, myself. So it's a big myth. I mean, a lot of people do it. In fact, when I started in this business, I sat there and I was a stockbroker. I was a successful stockbroker. And I went to my first internet seminar and there were people on stage talking about making a level of income, about how great it was, and they wouldn't get out of bed. And I'm like, you know what? There's no way in heck I would ever leave my job for that little money.
Yeah.
But then I started to find the real people, like the John Reese's and the Yonics, the people in the backgrounds that weren't necessarily on stage yet, or Jeff Walker in the audience. I mean, when I met Jeff Walker, he was making 6 figures online, selling subscription services online long before he was ever known as a product launch guy.
Yeah.
So, not true at all.
Well, let me end this webinar with a question that I've seen a couple times pop up, and that's probably because my list is more geared towards CPA offers. Some people are asking, can your tactics in your course be applied to marketing CPA offers?
Well, it depends what you mean by marketing CPA offers. Are you selling yours through CPA channels so affiliates are sending you traffic, or are you sending affiliates traffic and getting paid by sending them traffic? I guess either or doesn't matter. The answer is yes. Absolutely. I just had gotten my hands on the CPA Tsunami course from Mike Hill, and I've become friends with Mike Hill. So I've looked to it, taken a look at it, and absolutely, it's the same thing. I mean, a lot of what I sell is just, I'm just an affiliate marketer. I'm a super affiliate first and foremost. I just sell anything I can make money on that I'm not a problem with, morally. But so... If that's the case, yeah, if you get a CPA offer, you put up a blog, right? What are you selling? One of those acai, what do they call it, acai berries deals? Don't want to do a fake review. I've always told people don't ever do fake review blogs. But if you're a real user of the product, you can do it. Or you can write articles about the properties and the research that's being done. I built one with a goji berry market and built a blog, know nothing about it, wrote all the short little articles myself showing the clients how it works.
Goji berry?
Goji berries, yeah.
And you made money off of something I've never even heard of? Goji berry?
You don't know goji berries?
No.
Really?
I don't know. I guess it must be an American.
It's one of those hot fads that the CPA offers. They come and they go. But yeah.
I've seen acai berry, but I haven't seen goji berry. It must be something. It must be the next thing after acai and resveratrol.
It's actually a few years ago, maybe.
Okay.
It was 2 years ago, less than, but it's, I actually have a bag of them in my office because I eat the darn things.
Okay.
But, But yeah, this whole point is you build a CPA-style landing page and you drive your traffic to that CPA-style landing page,
yeah.
whether you're selling somebody else's CPA product or selling your own. All you have to do is build the blog and build the network that we talked about to support the money page, the money site, as I call it. And your money site could be nothing more than a single CPA offer page on your website or on somebody else's website.
Well, let me ask you this last question, Jeff, and this is something that I've been started to teach in Pay-Per-Click Formula 2.0 before I closed it yesterday. There's a whole module built on natural SEO and organic traffic, even though I'm not an expert, and that's why I've recruited guys like you. One of the things, and sometimes I kick myself for this, and I know there's a lot of people who are on this webinar who are Pay-Per-Click Formula clients who also want to know the answer to this question, is that I realized that after doing pay-per-click marketing for so long, you realize it's just a handful of keywords that are responsible for the bulk of the traffic and the bulk of the conversions. And I kick myself because I know what those keywords are, and I think to myself that I really should have, in an earlier years ago, started creating a whole empire just around those keywords rather than just having to buy the traffic all the time. If I know the keyword was adult acne cure, and it was responsible for making me, you know, $50,000, $60,000 every year on PPC, it only makes logical sense to go into natural SEO. Would that go into video marketing? Would that going into domain marketing? Would that? So with the action plan that you've given me and everybody on the call and everybody who's going to see the replay, is that something that I can take already knowing what my money keywords are, build blogs around that, use your free SEO traffic, and build free traffic to those CPA offers?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Because just because they're profitable from a pay-per-click standpoint doesn't mean that the phrases that you can or should target from a natural search engine standpoint. But if you were to take your massive keyword lists and you were to build your websites and your blogs with those massive keyword lists to support your primary keyword phrases, then you probably would do quite well, because it's not just about the primary keyword phrase, it's about all the secondary keyword phrases that you guys build in your big pay-per-click lists to build all the blogs.
Okay.
So, yeah, the answer is it doesn't mean just because you're making money with it in PPC means that you could own it or get enough traffic. My guess is you could.
It's probably a good start, at least.
I'm opposed to pay-per-click.
Yeah.
I just don't have time to deal with it. And, man, you can get your shirt handed to you if you don't watch your campaigns closely.
Oh, yeah.
So for
yeah.
websites, for me, because we moved into other areas, I can build a website, set it free, go back, have my guys check it every few months, see what's going on with it. And make adjustments, whereas a pay-per-click, you can't do that.
Yeah, you just made me laugh when you said check it every few months. I have to check my campaigns every morning. So,
yeah.
That's great. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the webinar tonight. We got an immense value from this. I've completely created the action plan here, which I'll convert into PDF format and also put on along my blog, along with the replay of this call. I want to thank everybody who was here this afternoon for this call. And make sure that you watch for an email just before Jeff launches his Underground Training Lab once again to get people in. And basically my email will cover what my bonus is. And I'm actually going through Jeff's course right now and starting to implement some of the techniques. And I'll be sharing that with you. So, before I end, the third person to get the course, I'm going to select somebody again from random here. And the third person to win the course is Harry Grodoyle. So Harry Grodoyle, if you could email me at goher@paperclickformula.com, you are now a Pay-Per-Click Formula member. For those of you who missed out on getting Pay-Per-Click Formula, if you follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/goher, I will be giving out 3 additional copies in the next 48 hours. And like I said, Pay-Per-Click Formula is now closed. This will be only your opportunity to the only opportunity now to get in. But once again, thanks guys, and wait for an email. I'll have the replay up on the blog, including the action plan. So thanks a lot, Jeff, and take care.
Good, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.